But we're going to get right into it, dog, what everybody's talking about. As you already know, I guess Jay a couple nights ago went on Hot 97, had this freestyle called Summer. People said, you know, he was taking shots at you indirectly, but I guess, you know, Bleak and Young Guns and shit were up there too talking shit. And you fired back. We just played the audio of you live on stage saying, you know, Jay can suck my dick, Rockefeller can suck my dick.
Yeah.
So what's the deal with you and Jay, man? Break it down.
Yeah, you know, like me, man, you know me personally, I said on my album, the documentary, and I've been trying to stand firm behind what I believe, and that's to never disrespect or come at hip hop legends. And I figured Jay to be, you know, at the top of that Biggie, Pac, Nas, Jay, Snoop Dogg, Eminem, like, you know what I'm saying? Like 50 Cent, all those guys are all pretty much legends to me, man. And I, like, that's, it's just something that I don't do, something that I don't want to be affiliated with. And I don't want the game to be known as trying to come at Jay. But, you know, I heard the audio, and you know, I'm a lyricist, man. And I hit with subliminals sometimes, and I know Jay.
So, yo, before all the shit popped off, how would you describe your relationship with Jay?
I know him personally, but it ain't like I grew up with him, but I know Jay's work. I know the album. I studied Jay-Z along with all the rest of the hip-hop legends. So when I hear music, I read between the lines. And even though, you know, he said there was a song about summertime, I kind of heard my name one too many times. And I kind of felt offended, like, you know, what I ever do to Jay? They thought I was talking about him on West Side Story with the Maybachs and the button-up shirts, but I came out on a documentary and I straightened that up, you know what I'm saying? But it's, you know, it's when like, I keep hearing it, man, and people keep, like, talking shit about it. Jay is killing you, Bleak. They all killing you, the Young Guns. They killing you on the radio. So what I did to answer them, I did that to cover my ass. I had a show in London tonight, and I didn't put Jay's name in my show. You know what I'm saying? I didn't do that because I kind of felt, you know, a little in the wrong for what I did last night. Now the audio from Amsterdam is, I'm pretty sure, circulating all over the U.S. right now. And if Jay gets it and he takes offense to it and he wants to come out and say, you know, and start this, you know, so-called beef or so-called war, then, you know, I'm gonna use my creativity as a hip-hop artist and my best judgment to really pan out what it is. And if I think that he's trying to dismantle my character and my career, then I will come out. But that's something that I'm not looking forward to.
So basically, you ain't trying to start no beef with Jay. The only reason you coming out talking is because you heard some shit and everybody's getting in your ear saying, you know, he's dissing you, you gotta come back. And you feel like, as a man, you gotta come back for yourself. But ultimately, you don't want no beef with Jay. Is that right?
I don't want to beef with Jay, but at the same time, I don't want to beef with nobody I got respect for, but at the same time, respect only goes so far, you know what I'm saying?
Nah, I understand you 100%, you gotta hold your own. I feel where you're coming from, dog.
So, you know, I respect Jay, and I hope that he respects me as a hip-hop artist, you know what I'm saying? I came out through all the speculations and the hype and everybody putting the West on my shoulder saying I'm the savior of the West. I didn't want those titles. They were given to me, you know what I'm saying? People went out and bought my record. I went platinum in 2.5 weeks. I sold more records than Memphis Bleek. All three, his whole catalog put together, he ain't selling millions. So, like, why, you know, I don't understand why people keep trying to rag on the game, man. I am the new face of hip-hop, and get used to it, man. You know what I'm saying? G-Unit, Shady Aftermath, DJ Ski. We holding it down. Why everybody mad at us, man?
But we gonna get right into it, dog. What everybody...